Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk about what it does seem to be a potential conflict between the United Kingdom and the European Union over the Northern Ireland Protocol. And there was something that happened in the House of Commons last night we need to talk about. So that's the chat. Hope you'll enjoy this one. If you do, let me know at the end of it. I appreciate your support. Thanks so much for being here. Right. What's the story? Well, last night in the House of Commons, the government plans to override parts of the Brexit deal in relation to Northern Ireland have passed their first hurdle in Parliament. Yeah, it went through by 295 votes to 221, so reasonably close. MPs giving initial approval to what's called a controversial bill allowing ministers to scrap parts of the Northern Ireland Protocol. Well, they should just scrap the entire Northern Ireland Protocol, as far as I'm concerned, but at least this is a start. Now, this comes despite warnings, including from former Prime Minister Theresa May, that it breaches international law. What is international law? What's that? I don't believe in international law, do you? The move also risks fresh tensions with the EU, which has taken legal action. Oh, no. But Foreign Secretary Liz Truss said there was no option but to fix problems the deal has created. So here's the way this one's going to work. The bill would allow ministers to change the part of the 2019 deal that introduced post-Brexit checks on goods sent from GB to Northern Ireland. And of course, there shouldn't have been any such checks in these things. These were designed to avoid checks at the UK's border with the Republic of Ireland. Well, why did that get priority? I don't understand. But they were hugely unpopular amongst my community, the unionist community in Northern Ireland. I want stuff to be able to flow from England, Scotland, and Wales to Northern Ireland with no checks. So anyway, the bill has begun its journey, but this is a lengthy journey, which could take months and months, if not longer. This is going to have to go, for example, ultimately to the House of Lords, where it will undoubtedly be struck down. So, you know, I am not sure that there's going to be any progress here probably between now and the end of the year, which means that basically nothing's going to happen. It means that there won't be any Stormont government in Northern Ireland. Hooray, that's a good thing. But it just means that this issue is going to bubble away in the background. Now, from what we understand of the vote last night, no Conservative MPs voted against it. However, I think some did abstain, because there's some very, very weak, as we know, very, very weak Conservative MPs. Obviously, all the Democratic Unionist Party MPs supported the bill. They voted for it. And Liz Truss has said that the bill was justified because the EU had not shown enough flexibility during negotiations to change the relevant part of the deal. Well, she's right about that. They don't want to do that. Speaking to reporters earlier, DUP leader Sir Geoffrey Donaldson said that the party would, quote, consider what steps we can make in terms of returning if the bill gets through all of its common stages intact. Well, that's a big if, because there's several stages to this. And what happens when it goes to the Lords? Because it won't get through the Lords, I believe, at this point. So the way this one's set up, the DUP are saying we will not go back into the Stormont Assembly until the changes have been made in place and goods can then flow freely between GB and NI without any costly checks and bureaucracy. Obviously, goods travelling to the Irish Republic, they fall into a different category. And that's why they've come up with this green channel, red channel. So if goods are considered to be solely destined for Northern Ireland, there needs to be no checks. If they're going to the Irish Republic, then that's a separate issue that needs to be looked at. So that's the situation on it. We just have to see where it goes to. I think ultimately where it goes is it's going to keep Northern Ireland in a position where there's no government. I think we're pretty clear in that one. I'm not sure that's a bad thing. I hope that the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland starts to cut the salaries of all the MLAs who were elected back in May and who are now in their second month of doing sod all. There's no assembly. There's nothing for them to do. And yet they're pulling full salary. I'd like to see those salaries cut altogether, or if not cut altogether, substantially reduced. That would be a positive move. I don't see why people should be paid for doing nothing. Do you? Of course, the situation here is triply complicated because it means that all kinds of legislation and stuff therefore cannot be enacted. Again, is that a bad thing? I'm not so sure about that. It is. The British government, as I say, continues to posture in this one. So it's talking the talk, but will it walk the walk? And will ultimately, in actual fact, there's no need for the government to do any of this. It could just trigger Article 16, which is already in the agreement between the EU and the UK, and just say, right, we're unilaterally changing this. To me, this is even an unnecessary stage that we're going through, but it's one that the government wants to do. And we'll have to see how it ends. But, there could yet be a conflict between the EU and the UK over this issue. I don't think, to borrow a phrase from someone else, I don't think it's gone away, And it can't go away because until such times as the Northern Ireland Protocol has been changed dramatically to ensure that all goods travelling from England, Scotland and Wales can enter Northern Ireland without custom checks or bureaucratic forms or any such, then I believe the DUP will stay out of the Assembly. They won't allow it to be brought back up. And on balance, I think that's probably a very good thing. My own preference would be to stay out of the Assembly in perpetuity and we remove the horror show that is devolved government. But hey, that's just me. Thanks for listening.